last year I was shouting it from the rooftops that we were having a fellow year, a really bad year for building houses, you know, social housing, and I was proved right on that. I mean, but for the amount of houses that was built by the approved housing bodies, the figure would be minuscule. So I suppose the big issues we have is that houses are not being built fast enough. And irrespective of what government and ministers say, you know, reality on the ground is that more and more people are coming to Clare County Council looking for housing support. And I'm surprised that the figure hasn't gone even way higher than the 2,900, because I've been analysing the figures for a number of years, and I can see the amount of people. I mean, it's supply and demand, and the supply for you know, of housing is minuscule compared to the demand that's there. And then I tried to see if I could get affordable housing schemes built. And unfortunately, when you see the price of them averaging from 270,000 to 320,000, I mean, what person on an average income can afford them? You'd have to be earning between 50 and 70,000 a year. I mean, it's ridiculous. So what you're hearing coming out of the government is nothing other than fabrication. And I'm not saying that to get at the government. I'm saying it because it's facts, and we're dealing with it on the ground. The officials in Clare County Council work for the minister, so they can't say a whole lot about it. But I can. I mean, it's disgraceful. It's one of the biggest crises that we have been facing and will be facing. And I feel so sorry now for people out there that are coming to me looking for support, and they're put onto a list, and that list is getting longer and longer. And mark my words, it won't be long until it goes into the 3,000 figure.
When you say fabrication, Gerry, do you mean the numbers they're reporting in terms of how many houses have been built?
I think that the figures are being fabricated, because I'm looking at the statistics, whether the officials in the council are told to play them down or what, I can't say that for certain. But I'm analysing the amount of applications we get every month. And when you actually look at the amount of delivery, the homes that are being delivered, there is no comparison to the actual figures of applications versus delivery. So I am saying that these figures, in my opinion, it's only my opinion, I believe they are being fabricated, and I think they're being played down to suit a particular line, maybe from government. I can't say for certain, but I'm only looking at the figures, and the figures don't lie.
Now, Gerry, I'm sure that there's good evidence to suggest that those figures are accurate, and but they're still probably not satisfactory or where they should be in terms of the delivery. Do you believe that the government is ambitious enough in terms of its housing delivery? We know that the new Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has pledged to build 250,000 homes in the next 5 years. Do you think that is appropriate, or would you question that pledge?
God, I mean, as I said to you earlier, all you have to do is look at our report that we get every month and look at the volume of applications that are approved. You put that up against the amount of homes that we are handing out, there is a gulf of a difference in the figures. So somebody is getting the figures wrong somewhere. As for the government, I mean, you know, the government has been talking about curing the ills of the housing crisis for I don't know how many years now. I some of them are in there maybe 10 or 11 years, and I've heard the same story being spun for ages, and they're all covering each other's backs, because I mean, at the minute you have three parties in the one bed, and I suppose after the next election they'll be getting a bigger bed to fit more people in with them, you know, to keep out a certain party, I suppose, and that's the nature of where they're at, because they'll protect their own jobs. In doing that, they are spinning, I would say they are spinning what I would describe as, you know, it's unfair to the public out there for the government to be spinning yarns, because that's all they are, is yarns. Because the people that I deal with on the ground feel that they have no way forward. Young people, it's only a dream of owning their own home now. It's farther away from them now than it was when these people came into government 10 or 11 years ago. So I mean, that's reality. I try to put a positive. I mean, for those people that got housing and got housing support from Clare County Council, it's great and they're happy. But we need to be doing more for those people that can't afford to buy their own homes. from an affordability point of view. And that's why some time ago you might have heard me talking about taking a trip to Galway with some of the officials to look at modular homes. Modular homes would be delivered at the rate of about 140, 150, depending on the type you get. But if the council supplied the site, it would take the site value out of the cost to the consumer. So there's a lot that could be done. But I don't see that we're doing enough or that there's any light at the end of the tunnel.
And Gerry, something that we often don't think about when we're having these conversations is how the families themselves are faring, who are on the housing list while they're waiting for social housing. 2,939 households in this county seeking social housing at the moment, waiting for a home, essentially. Obviously, circumstances vary from family to family, but generally speaking, what are those families doing in the meantime? Are they renting? Are they with relatives? And what is their situation in that intervening period?
Well, that's a brilliant question, because that's exactly it. You got it in one. These people are uncertain. They can't chart a course forward. They can't plan for their future. They can't plan for their children's future. They're either staying with family or they're trying to afford rental property. And rental property, first and foremost, it's very scarce. And then even if they get a rental supplement through HAP, it's not enough to help them through the cost of it. So they're in dire straits, because you know and I know that children growing up, they need stability. They need to know, what primary school am I going to? What secondary school am I going to? Where am I going to be when I'm 18, 20 years of age? Is college a possibility? All those things are impacted with the housing crisis. And that is the big thing. And I think really and truly that the government, you know, they have a lot to answer for, that they haven't focused more on it. You know, and we're only talking about housing. I mean, there's lots of other crises out there, but housing is a huge issue. And I think the other thing is, from a health point of view, people that I'm talking to, you know, it's affecting their mental well-being. And we have a generation now coming up in Ireland that, you know, will not have the stability that we had. It was possible for us to buy a home. Now these people, because of the cost and the lack of quantity, they have very little chance of getting a home. And it doesn't matter how many of these support schemes that the government are talking about. They all sound grand, but then when people actually go into the nitty-gritty and actually study what it is they're entitled to and go through the process of getting support from the government, it's very, very difficult to access them. And even if one gets approval, it doesn't do enough to help in the provision of a home. So your question was very apt, because in the scheme of things at the moment, I feel so sorry for young families, and I feel sorry for children as well going forward, because they don't know where they're at, and they need to know where they're going to live for a certain length of time while their children are being educated even.